This is US 99. Hi, Maren Morris.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm better than I'm talking to you now. And it's early in the morning, so I'm curious, are you coffee? Are you tea? Are you smoothie? What do you do to wake up?
I'm a coffee drinker, and so is Ryan. We're big coffee people. He's better at making it than I am. He's like a nerd about it. But yeah, I'm a caffeine freak.
There's nothing wrong with being a nerd about wanting your coffee order to be very particular.
Well, he has all his gadgets at home, like the,
oh, okay,
the fresh beans, yep, and the Chemex, and I'm just like, you know, fine with a Keurig, but he's like very artistic about it, but it tastes better.
You're like, just give it to me truck stop black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So many nominations and awards in the last few years for you. Can you believe that Hero was 3 years ago? Does it feel like a long time or just a moment ago?
A little bit of both. I would say on the just the amount of shows and experiences I've had happen since Hero came out, it feels like it was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy that was my first real piece of work. And, you know, it was recently platinum. So I've got a platinum album, which is crazy.
You're like, yes, it is. Thank you very much.
I mean, it's a rare thing nowadays for an artist to go platinum with their full album. I mean, it's very cool.
And we love you in Chicago. You know that. And I feel like you love Chicago back just as much because you opened the Girl World Tour here in Chicago the weekend that it came out. And then it's been a pretty spectacular summer. We got you with Miranda for the all-female Friday lineup for Lake Shake. Do we get a third Maren show in 2019? No pressure, no pressure.
Oh, man. I might have met my Chicago show quota for the year, but I promise we'll try to get back as soon as possible. But yeah, I loved playing Lake Shake last month there. That was my first time at Lake Shake, so it was an amazing crowd. Yeah, and then when we kicked off the Girl Tour there, it was just, I knew that if we started the tour in Chicago, people would show up and sing so loud, even though the record had only been out for 24 hours. So there's just so much passion and loyalty there, and same for me to that city. So my husband and I have a deep affinity for Chicago. He was born there. Every time we're there, I feel like we do something fun outside of our shows. And yeah, so we love Chicago.
Are you thinking, on that note, what you just said about getting a condo here just for a weekend getaway?
Oh, man.
Ryan would be like, sign me up, find me a realtor right now.
He would love that. We just bought a house, so we might have to wait a few for a condo.
You're like,
in Chicago,
I gotta furnish the house I just bought first.
Right, yeah, exactly. But no, we make as many trips as we can up there.
So tell me about this Women Crush Wednesday video that you made for us. Because although we like Ryan, that's true, the album Girl, the song Girl, it's all about girl power.
Yes, and I feel like I just have such a spiritual connection to that gender, because
yes,
I feel like those are my deepest conversations. Those are the people that understand me the deepest. And so I love that we get to kind of celebrate that. We should celebrate it every day, not
every
just Wednesdays,
day.
But no, I figured it was appropriate since the song is called Girl to do a little Woman Crush Wednesday thing.
Maren Morris, what was the last app you downloaded on your phone?
I think it was the Calm app. And I use it every night.
Meditation?
It has some meditation exercises, but I use it for sleep. So you can choose like city rain or ocean waves or campfire or white noise. I mean, it just has all these sounds. And they also have these sleep stories that are narrated by celebrities.
Uh-huh.
So it's like these stories that put you to sleep. It's awesome.
I love it. What's your summer brunch go-to order?
Ooh, man. I love like a really well-made Eggs Benedict.
Yes.
But the hollandaise has to be right. It can't be bad hollandaise because then it ruins it.
But I like that too, but I like the experimental. Like I had the chorizo Benedict last weekend.
Ooh, that sounds good. And Key West, like I've played festivals there and they have a restaurant there and they do a lobster Benedict.
Oh,
and
I want to try that.
It's so good.
Last question for Maren Morris. Your most empowering moment this year. Is there one moment for you like that?
Empowering? There's been so many. I think when I played the Ryman in Nashville, I was singing My Church, and Miranda Lambert and Cassidy Pope and Brandi Carlile all surprised me and the crowd and came out and sang with me. So that felt like a very female empowering moment.
That's it right there. Well, we love you in Chicago. We love the song Girl. We love the album Girl. And we want a third date. We're asking for that favor. You just got to think about it. You got about 5 months to figure out when you can come back.
All right, sounds good. You'll hold me to it.
I will. Have a great day, Maren.
You too.
Thanks for calling so early.
No, thank you.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
That's Maren Morris with US 99.